keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
I know that's a big surprise for this time of the week, isn't it? But hey, everybody, hello. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm filling in for Shannon today on old Cartwheel Radio. I'm going to be playing some stuff that I usually do on the Big Beat Show on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. By the way, on WRSU since 1981. And we're going to keep right on going. And it's a special afternoon. Hi, Shannon. I'm doing cartwheels right here in the station for you, incidentally. But another thing I'm going to do for you and the listeners today, I'm going to present you with what I usually do on Thursdays, a Big Beat Show. This one, though, a little bit different because all the selections that I chose for this program are unusual, oddball versions of tunes that you know, mostly rock and roll or rhythm and blues tunes, but maybe just a couple of old standards, too. And we started off this show with the Dovells, were a big popular group in the early 60s with Bristol Stomp and stuff like that. But they also did some really nice rock and roll versions of a song like we just heard, Your Last Chance, originally done by Louie Lyman and the Teen Chords. That's Frankie Lyman's little brother. But this one by the Dovells came out on Cameo Records in July of 1962. And the next thing I have for you is, I think many of you people who know the 50s music, there's a really great standard called Can I Come Over Tonight by the Velours. But for this show, I'm going to give you another oddball version of that song, this one by the Five Satins on the Cub label about 5 years later than the Velours, March 1961. Here's the Five Satins version of Can I Come Over Tonight.
Can I come over tonight? Darling, let me come over tonight. Please don't say it's too late. Oh, darling, I can't wait to see you again.
About the girl who stole my heart. Why did you leave me? Why did you go and make me cry? Well, darling dear,
ooh,
since you were here,
ooh,
I lost my head,
ooh,
ain't got no bread,
ooh,
why did you go?
Oh yeah,
I love you so.
Oh yeah,
I lost my head.
Oh yeah,
ain't got no bread.
Oh yeah.
Hey, senorita,
now that you are mine.
Oh yeah, hope you like that one. There's three interesting versions of old songs. We started off with the Five Satins on Cub Records, March 1961. Pretty nice version of Can I Come Over Tonight. And then, in the middle, we heard a group called The Vibes. Something that was recorded in 1957 out in California, probably, but never issued. Finally came out in 1979, The Vibes, and their version of Up on the Mountain on the Starfire label. And just now, Big Sandy and the Calvanes, 1998, on the High Tone label, and their version of the Penguins, Hey Senorita. And that's what we're doing on this special edition of the Big Beat Show, in between cartwheels. And I'm going to continue with some oddball versions of songs that you may or you may not know. Some of you may not know these, but I hope you enjoy them all. This next one from 1961, a female group called the Petites, doing a version of the old Moonglows, The Beating of My Heart, on the Elmore label. And then we'll hear the Dewdroppers on Groove from 1955, which are actual cover version of Story Untold. And by the way, while I got your attention, just because someone remakes a song does not mean it's a cover version. That's not what the word means. A cover version, the definition of that means something that came out at the same time or right about the same time to capture some of the money being spent on the song. That's what that means. Like Pat Boone covered a lot of great groups at the time to get some of the money. Now, if someone does a song 5 years later, it is technically not a cover at all. It's simply a remake. Okay, education portion over. Here are the Petites, and this is called, what did I tell you this was called? This is called The Beating of My Heart. All right, rewind the tape. Start the show over from the beginning. You ready? Here we go. The Big Beat keeps you rocking. In this.
The Beating.
Louder and louder and louder and louder. There's a story untold of a girl who left me standing, standing in the cold. Since she'd been away, I've never had a happy day. But I hope and pray she'll hear my plea. Maybe someday she'll come back to me. For here in my heart there's a story untold. After all you've said and done, you said we'd be as one. But darling, I found I was wrong. So what did you do right from the start? You made a fool of me, you know you broke my heart. I hope and pray she'll hear my plea. Maybe someday she'll come back.
Very, very strange for an older group like the Dewdroppers to cover a rock and roll song, but there it is, the Dewdroppers, with a cover version of Story Untold. Actually, it only came out on an EP, an extended play, 45, in 1955. It didn't sell many records and didn't cut into the Nutmeg's big hit of Story Untold, but interesting version nonetheless, and that's what we're doing here on this very special show. It was the Petites doing The Moon Glows, the beat. The beat of my heart on Elmore, 1961. Now, one of my all-time favorite groups and Big Beat listeners, regular Big Beat listeners, probably one of yours too, the Robins. Back in, I guess, the early to mid-50s, 1954, I'm taking a guess now, I didn't look this up, they did a really good song called I Must Be Dreamin'. Now, when the Robins broke up, half of them became the Coasters, and a very famous group, the Coasters, as most of us know. In October of 1964, the Coasters did their version of I Must Be Dreaming. ATCO number 6321, for those of you who are interested. And happens to be the exact same lead singer. But it sure is not exactly nearly as good as the original one by the Robins. But we're going to play it now because that's what we're doing on this very special show. Here's the Coasters version of I Must Be Dreaming.
Come on and let's go. Come on and let's go. Come on and let's go.
I met her in a dance hall in Tennessee.
Come on and let's go.
And I smiled at her.
Come on and let's go.
The little girl winked at me.
Come on and
I said, baby, it would move me.
Come on and let's go.
It's gonna move me too. I said I must be dreaming. I must be dreaming. I must be dreaming. Life never been this good before.
Come on and let's go.
And get out in the sun.
Come on and let's go.
Let's go, son. dad is gonna move me to. I said I must be dreaming. Never been this good before.
Come on and let's go.
I've been this good before.
To know
Oh, now what you want with me? I said, come on. Money, honey. The man take my place. She said some money, honey.
Money, money.
Yeah, I want some money, honey.
Money, money.
Woo, now, a money, honey.
Money, money.
Now, if you wanna get along with me,
along with me.
So I want some money, honey.
Money, money.
Yeah, I want some money, honey. Give me some money, honey.
Money, money.
Now if you wanna get along with me,
with me.
I want some money. Give me some money. I want some money, honey.
You know, that's not a bad idea, you know? Give me some money. Hey, Money Honey, how about that? There's a remake of the old, great Clyde McFatter and the Drifters song. That one on Atco. We just heard The Hollywood Flames from October 1960. Yeah, on Atco. The Hollywood Flames, one of their, I guess, last records as The Hollywood Flames, Money Honey. Before that, we heard The Villains from Washington, D.C., a really good group, always under the surface of big fame. On the Maxi label, 1980, doing another version of another Drifters song called Your Promise to Be Mine. How about that by the Villains? And to open up that big beat triple treat, the Coasters. You know, it may not be the exact same lead singer. I'm not sure now that I listen to it. It does sound quite similar to it, but I don't think he was with them in October 1964 when the Coasters did their version of I Must Be Dreaming. All right. In, I guess, about 1959, maybe 1960, the middle of it, big record on the charts all over the country, I believe. The Paradons did a song called Diamonds and Pearls. And it wasn't long after that that the Turbans out of Philadelphia, well-known Philadelphia group, did a cover version of it. This is a cover version on the Roulette label by the Turbans. And this is their version, a pretty nice version, too, of Money, excuse me, not Money, Honey, we did that. Here's some more goodies for you, though. Diamonds and Pearls.
There are diamonds and pearls, emeralds and rings. None of these jewels show me a thing. And thrill me.
all the loving that you've got. I don't want no diamonds, no pearls, just for giving me all of your love.
Hi, everyone. This is Tim Hauser from the Manhattan Transfer, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. Keep listening.
That applause is for me, I think. Well, maybe not. Absolutely right, yeah. The Manhattan Transfer on their Atlantic LP from December 1974. And a really fine version of Heart's Desire. And just before that, the Turbans on Roulette Records from October 1960, where their version of Diamonds and Pearls. A little while ago, we played a remake of a Moonglows record, The Beating of My Heart. And I'm going to give you another Moonglows record. Actually, two of them coming up next, but not by the Moonglows. First, we're going to hear Most of All. And this came out, this is by a female soul group that came out first on the Black Falcon label in May of 1968. And ABC Paramount picked it up the next month, so it also came out on ABC Paramount in June of 1968. We will hear the Montegos version of Most of All. Then after that, Blue Velvet, which was a big hit for the Moonglows. We're going to hear the Velours version. It's funny, we played the Five Satins doing the Velours. Now we're going to do the Velours playing over on the Moonglows. And that the Velours record came out on Cub Records in March 1959. But right now, first of all, let's go to a 45 RPM by the Montegos. And this is called Most of All.
Most of all, Rhythm Boys. Theirs is a talk that everybody understands, but their vocabulary comes wrapped in a special tempo, a polite and righteous cadence that belongs to them alone. Here's a sample of that distinctive language from the Delta Rhythm book, Paper Doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty guy with their flirty eyes will have to flirt with Dolly that I'll. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. Have a paper doll to call my own, then have a simple-minded real life girl.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. All that other fellows cannot steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will help to flirt with dollies that are real. Now, when I come home at night, she will be waiting. Yeah, she'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll just to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal away. But Jack, I'd rather have a doll that I don't have to buy and dine than have a fickle-minded or a cheating.
Well, now, you may say to yourself, why is he playing something that old and scratchy? That's because I'm old and scratchy. The Delta Rhythm Boys were quite a popular group in the 40s up into the 50s. And there they are singing something that was a major hit for the Mills Brothers in the year 1944. And this also was recorded in 1944, a little bit later on, though. Very interesting version of Paper Doll by the Delta Rhythm Boys. And that was issued not on a regular record that you could go to the store and buy, but during the war years, the government would produce transcriptions just for radio stations that could play for soldiers and so on. And that was an Armed Forces Radio Service transcription from 1944, the Delta Rhythm Boys and their version of Paper Doll. And just before that, on Cub Records, from March 1959, a really good version. I think as good as the Moon Glows, if not... well, I won't finish that sentence. The Velours version of Blue Velvet, and the Montegos, not a female group at all, but a mixed male-female group, from June 1968. I'm playing it on the ABC label, originally on Black Falcon 1 month before, and the Montegos version of Most of All.
Does she love me?
Yes, it's so soon to know.
Can I believe her?
Oh, when she tells me so.
Is
mailman brought me a letter. And this is what it said. Darling, just a few lines to let you know. Oh, she said, my wonderful darling, just a few lines to let you know. I've found myself a new man. Got to let you go. Tell me, mailman, why did you bring me sad news? Lost my baby, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. So here I sit, broken hearted and all alone. So if you happen to see my baby, tell her to please come on home. Sad news. You know, I just lost my baby, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. So here I sit, broken hearted and all alone. So if you happen to see my baby, tell her to please.
Yeah, just an amazing, soulful recording by the Eldorados in 1993. The Eldorados off this great CD called Chicago Street Corner Blues and Rhythm, when the Eldorados were around again. Perkle Lee Moses Jr., Norman Palm, Larry Johnson, Huffy Wright, and Rufus Hunter out of Chicago. And right there, we heard them doing the old Flamingos tune, Blues in a Letter, on the St. George Label CD. And just ahead of that, if it sounded like Frankie Valli, it's because it was Frankie Valli doing the Four Lovers version of Before the Four Seasons on RCA and his only LP from 1956. We heard the Four Lovers and their version of the old It's Too Soon to Know. We have time for just about one more. I want to thank Shannon for letting me do this for her this afternoon, and I want to thank all your listeners for listening. That's what you're supposed to do when you're a listener, right? I'll play them, you listen to them. A couple things I didn't get a chance to play. I had a nice version of Please Say You Want Me by Little Anthony and the Imperials. We'll get to that some other time, all right? Now, I'm going to take it out with something by a group called Pure Gold. Now, Pure Gold, if you watch those PBS specials on Channel 13 here in the New York area, the doo-wop specials, well, there's one group that's basically the generic background group when a single artist or somebody comes through and they don't have their regular group. And this is Pure Gold, and I've been listening to them for many, many years, and they're very, very good. And we'll take out with something by Pure Gold on this special edition of the Big Beat Show. Catch me on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, gang. If you want to hear more of this great vocal group harmony, I play rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel and sometimes soul vocal group harmony. And I always end the show by asking you or saying to you, may harmony be with you. That's not just in the music. So here we go. Thanks very much for listening. I think I may have said that before, and I'll probably say it again if I get a chance. Right now, though, here's Pure Gold from 1991 on the Aurus label, A-U-R-O-U-S, and a really nice version, 3 minutes and 40 seconds version of These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. Once again, may harmony be with you. Till next time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart made. The fairgrounds painted sweet. These foolish things remind me of. Remind